Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a full-service podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
And now we're going to be speaking to Kevin. Kevin is the founder of Blind Spots Leadership Development. He's an author and certified speaking professional, and he helps businesses and leaders find their blind spots. So really, I imagine people aren't always too happy.
In some cases, it's the blind leading the blind.
Tell us all about yourself and what you do.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Thanks for having me on the show as well. You mentioned blind spots and leaders. Let me start off just to set the record straight. You don't want to tell anybody that they have blind spots unless they ask or give you permission. That won't go well with you. We all have them. That's the key. We all have them. Everybody sees them, but we need to be in a place where we're willing to actually own those blind spots and do something about it, right? I was picked up by a host who was driving me from the airport to a speaking engagement years ago. And I'll share this story because it's relevant to what we just mentioned. He couldn't wait to tell me, "I just finished reading your best-selling book. I'm so excited." And I was chit-chatting with him, and he said, "You know what?" He goes, I had this experience with my wife last Sunday. We left church and she started talking about nitpicking the pastor's message. And I said, "Well, honey, you might have some blind spots." And I said, "Well, how'd that go well for you?" He goes, "Not very well at all." Yeah, you need permission.
Well, it's interesting though, because if you have a blind spot, there may be some sensitivity there, maybe on a subconscious level or something, that promotes you to get upset if somebody points a finger at it, right? So if you believe that you're a smart person and somebody says you're a smart person, you get a positive reaction. But if you at some level believe that you're a little on the lazy side and somebody says you have that blind spot, then you're probably going to react to it, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And we can certainly get into more of the psychology of blind spots as the show progresses. You asked a question. So a little bit about me and what I've been doing and what I'm doing now. I mentioned earlier, serial entrepreneur. I ended up owning the 13th largest Century 21 real estate franchise back in the 80s into the 90s. I felt blessed to be in that position. As a result, I was asked by one of the corporate folks at that time, Cendant owned C21. And I was asked by one of the Century 21 corporate people to give a keynote presentation. I had never done such a thing, but I had given a local presentation to a group of co-owners of other franchises. And yes, it was impressive. And so that started launching a whole new career. I realized that I loved the stage and I did a good job, and they hired me to do more and more. It was pretty fun. During that evolution, and it's sort of a history of the entrepreneurial here, serial entrepreneur. During that evolution, as I'm out speaking now to Century 21 offices around the country and boards of realtors and then eventually other brands and everything else, this is 1993-94. I'm recognizing suddenly that there's a need in the marketplace for getting homes that are listed up on this new technology called the World Wide Web. It was so new to the real estate industry. They were pretty back behind the times in many technologies. And so I got some programmers together, smarter people than me. We developed the first of its kind system that siphoned those listings right out of the MLS, put them onto the web, matched the realtor's profile. And so it's now people could look at homes on the internet. How cool is that? Well, I was first to the market with our company, but 6 months later, realtor.com came along and debuted. So obviously we were parallel paths. And they heard about my company, and then they tried to buy my company, and they were getting ready to go public. They had offered me stock options, no cash. They didn't want to give me any cash for my company, but they offered me a VP role, and I thought that's ridiculous. And I said no, and that was stupid. I just didn't understand the stock market or what that really meant, going public. And so anyway, lick the wounds. A few months later, homeseekers.com, they were already held, publicly held company. They were the number two in the market very quickly, and they heard about my company. They ended up buying the company, and they gave me cash, stock, and options, and then a president role in their company, and it was quite a ride. So I share that, a little background to bring us to current. So flash forward a number of years, still in the speaking industry now, still doing a lot of leadership development. And in 2015, I recognized, as I'm trying to help audiences understand the question you asked about blind spots, as I'm helping audiences understand, how do you mitigate your blind spots? How do you know their blind spots? Then what do you do about them? And how do you build a team around you that you can be vulnerable enough, right? And the word vulnerability is a scary word in the workplace, as we know, right? And so I realized I need an instrument, some sort of a tool that I can use in the middle of a keynote. Because keynotes, you only have 60 to 75 minutes, and it had to be quick. So I thought of a DISC assessment or some other personality temperament assessment. And, you know, for your listeners, most people have taken them. If you haven't, it's really just a questionnaire that asks you a lot of questions. It takes 10, 12, 15 minutes. And it really, because of all the behavior science that we have, it really nails your general temperament, how you typically react or behave based on the situation at hand. So I needed something like that, but I needed to be fast. So from that, I got some smart people and we developed our own blind spot assessment. It literally takes less than 3 minutes, and that was perfect. I also didn't want to pay per assessment because sometimes the audiences are in the thousands. That would just be cost prohibitive.
So tell us about the blind spot assessment. It's a series of questions, right? And people answer the questions, and in minutes, I guess, they get a read on their blind spots, right?
Yeah, exactly. So especially that was the purpose in the keynote. So I would have the entire audience pull out their smartphones. That's how easy it is. You answer about 17 quick questions, takes less than 3 minutes, and you hit the button, and voila, you've got this report that tells you all about you, and you hear the audience go, oh. All these aha moments.
And 17 questions. That's pretty good.
Just 17 questions. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And of course, that begs the question, is it valid? And to say yes, it took a number of iterations, but we actually now have an ASI validation. It is a validated instrument. So
is there a discrete set of blind spots that it chooses from? Is that how it works?
Good question. We're basing it on the DISC technology. So, and I say DISC technology, what this is for multiple decades. I mean, ever since a book was written in 1928 about the behaviors of normal people, as opposed to all the other psychotic people and everything else, the book was a catalyst for, in the 50s, an assessment to be made. So how can we measure and identify your unique personality, my unique personality? And we found out over the last 60, 70 years with enough data to know that we can break it down very easily into four primary personality types and four blended personality types, which is a little bit of each of the two types. So I may be like that competitor style. Sometimes you hear that called the type A or the driver. Others might be the peacemaker style, my polar opposite. That'd be the person who's all about the team and they're all about people. And whereas the competitor, they're all about getting results and winning, right? So you can see how just that short example right there, you can see how those two personalities can easily clash. Like, all right, I've got things to do, people to see, places to be, get out of my way. I'm going to step on your toes because I've got places I got to go. And I don't mean to do that deliberately. And I'm certainly not doing it to be mean or insensitive, but that's just the temperament that I'm wired with. Now, if I say that or act like that in front of a peacemaker who really is, they're all about teamwork, they're all about harmony, they don't like conflict, they just want, they're even, steady, key, you know, steady as they go, they're very loyal, they're faithful, they can tend to see me as a bully, insensitive. Kevin doesn't care about me as a person, I'm just a means to his end, right? And I don't mean that to be the case, but that's where the difference is of all of us come in. And so the blind spot assessment helps identify who you are. And then it shows you those potential blind spots. How do other people perceive you? And now what can you do to help mitigate the gap, what I call the perception gap?
Well, I remember going through something similar in corporate way back when. I won't say, and there were people that were like, the drivers particularly, I don't really care if these people want me to be this way or not. I'm just going to be this way. I don't care about their feelings. It was kind of funny, but it was people convince them that maybe they needed to soften a bit. But yeah, I mean, you can alienate a lot of people if you rub them the wrong way.
You can. And what I looked into as that mindset began to morph as I began studying all of this almost 20 years ago, or more than 20 years now, what I began to recognize in the workplace is what I believe, and I believe Gallup would back me up, to be one of the biggest problems in the workforce, in organizations, and that is we hire subject matter experts or independent contributors. They do a bang-up job. They do a great job. And so we all of a sudden think we should promote them to supervisor, manager, and senior manager, right? Because they do a great job. They're good at their work. But we forget there's one really critical component, and that is the human side of leadership, not just management, right? And so that's where the gaps really start to show up. Like you just said, if I'm a go-getter and get her done person, I'm going to get promoted probably. And when I get promoted, now I have a team. And my team, I may get things done, but my team is fragmented, disillusioned, disengaged. Half the workforce is disengaged, according to Gallup. And it's not because I'm a bad person, but it's because I'm a boss who doesn't understand really how to lead people. I can get the job done, but I don't know how to lead people. And that's where the blind spot assessment is the foundation for helping to bridge that gap and open up phenomenal conversations.
Well, that's really insightful. Back with more Kevin McCarthy shortly. Very interesting what you said about blind spots. And now I'm kind of understanding how the system works a little bit, and I could see how it would be so valuable.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.